A cathedral grove of mighty cedar trees stood witness to the start and end of a grueling 24-hour weekend run around Centennial Park. The goal: to raise awareness and funds for the Shoreline Medical Youth Clinic, the only clinic on the peninsula dedicated to serving young people aged 12 to 24. Starting at noon on Saturday, July 19, Corporal Pat Bryant of the Central Saanich Police Service, CSPS, and Police Board member, Cown. Sarah Riddell teamed up for the second annual CSPS 24-hour Backyard Ultra, involving a 4.64 kilometers loop around the park every hour. They were joined by supportive friends, fellow officers from the CSPS and members of the local fire department. Sarah Riddell powers up before the final lap of the CSPS 24-hour Backyard Ultra on July 20. Harry Coro, Peninsula News Review. Central Saanich Police Constables Mark Gosselin, Tristan Gentile, Luke Bonneau and Aaron Staples all ran laps at various points during the 24-hour period. Firefighters also joined the cause, including Fire Chief Ken Mount, who ran alongside Riddell to the end of the final lap at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, July 20. The event drew participation from a diverse group, including representatives from Shoreline Medical and the Saanich Peninsula Youth Clinic, as well as five running groups, some of whom included youth members from the Peninsula Track and Field Program. Riddell had to finish without her partner, Bryant, who withdrew due to medical reasons, after running for 12 hours. "The spirit of this event, which Pat brought to life last year, inspired me and kept me going," she said, visibly emotional after completing the final lap. His idea to turn a backyard ultra into a community fundraiser for local youth has grown into something really special. That sense of purpose and positivity made all the difference out there. Riddell confessed the most challenging part of the run came around 8 a.m. Sunday morning. "You're close, but you're far," she joked, revealing her unconventional fuel strategy. 16 McNuggets. "It's a personal best," she added cheekily. Throughout the event, a whiteboard tracked the remaining hours and the steadily increasing donations. By the end of the 24 hours, Bryant and Riddell had raised a total of $5,905, bringing them closer to their $10,000 fundraising goal. Donations are still being accepted for another week online here.